Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Well, it started out with me writing music in a studio and then wanting to perform it live. And I was just using the name Joe Atchison. So to show that we were a band, we changed it to Joe Atchison Quartet to show that there would be more than one person on stage. But that wasn't a very good name, so we changed it to Hidden Orchestra. It represents orchestras in old movie halls and theatre and still in opera, orchestras in an orchestra pit, providing music to accompany some kind of narrative.
My first instrument was the violin, but then I started the piano quite soon afterwards, and I always wanted to be a professional pianist of some description. So I'm not a classical pianist, but, you know, I love to play.
I used to sing a lot when I was a kid, and I always wanted to be a composer, so quite a pretentious kid, maybe.
When I was a kid, I guess, I wanted to be Jimi Hendrix. I started on guitar and then went on to drums later on, and then wanted to be in James Brown's band, but then he died.
I think when the band first got together, when we were first trying to make Joe's production live, I think one of the things that brought us together was the shared influences of things like Ninja Tune, Exploding Plastics, DJ Shadow, Luke Vibert, people like this. And that's it, this was these sort of common links, you know, drew us together, I think.
Poppy, Tim, and I were all trained as classical musicians for 20 years or so. That's where our background really lies. So it comes from that, I guess.
And Joe was a choir.
Yeah, I used to sing a lot in choirs in churches and cathedrals, and some of that aesthetic of trying to reach up, you know, to something that ultimately isn't there as a human endeavour is something I find quite inspirational. Playing at our gig tonight is Phil Cardwell, who's a trumpeter from Glasgow. And we use other classical instruments, cello and French horn, and also more traditional Scottish instruments like the clarsach, which is a kind of wire-strung harp. We'll be playing about half of the new album and half of the old album mixed together.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
usually the drums come first. Usually some kind of small rhythmic idea, like play around with chopping it up and rearranging to create new patterns, and then building up that other layer of heavier beats underneath. And then, yeah, bass, and then textural things, and then organic sounds. Usually starting with a small loop and then building that out, just sort of feeling the way that I want it to go. So I'm never really writing specifically about any image or theme or story. It's more based around the development of emotions. So at first it was me and Tim, and then Poppy helping to provide the orchestral textures for the violin and the piano, both really useful for that. And then, yeah, getting Jamie to do the other drum set opens up a lot more drumming possibilities.
Well, I tend to generally be playing a line that's part of a string section that's within the track. And I'll be playing solo lines as well. So my role is different. It's textural and solo lines. But it feels good.
It became a pretty obvious choice to expand the drumming. And I was working with Jamie in another band in a similar, you know, it had similarities in terms of the fact that we were playing together as two drummers, and it was so it was a nice obvious progression as a way to make Joe's music live, to do a better job, to have more drums.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the idea that we can kind of basically divide, because a lot of the tracks are kind of multi-layered drum parts, so you might have a very strong, maybe like hip-hop or drum and bass beat as kind of like the main groove, if you like, but then also layered with that, there's a lot of kind of jazz samples of kind of drum solos that have been chopped and arranged to fit around the beat. So between the two of us, we can kind of, you know, almost one of us can kind of hold the main groove, and then the other one can solo kind of around that, and then we can interchange that, and then we can also, you know, both be playing the same beat and give it that kind of really heavy double layer, or we could both be doing, you know, a drum battle, for example, which we can have quite a lot of fun improvising, you know.
round and round, round and round, round and round. The burning circle.
Thank you. On the drums there, you had Jamie Graham and Tim Lane. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, fellas. I made a few records here for you. Good tunes, I'm sure, which you'll enjoy. And I thought maybe you'd like to hear a few of these tunes. Most of you know these tunes. Any chance I can do any more for you, any more for you? We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Cheers.
Azt mondta ez a forradalom a miénk. Annak van igaza, akinél a fegyver van.
Nem feledhetik a múltat.
Idegenek ebbe a faluba még sose jöttek kapálni. Intézkedni meg mindig eljönnek.
Ez az ő földjük. Megtörni őket sosem lehet.
Dobjuk oda az életünket, és kapáljunk ugyanúgy, mint eddig. Ne prédikáljon nekem senki. Ha nem lesz földünk, se semmink, mi lesz helyette?
10 000 nap. Kósa Ferenc kultuszfilmjét csütörtökön 21 órakor tekinthetik meg a Dunán.
8 000 pengő.
Egy színésznő pénzbe kerül.
Jaj, maga a Baláska.
Ilyen betűkkel van a neve a plakát. Hát, akármilyen betűkkel van a neve, azért ebédelni csak szokott.
Két férfi és egy nagyon nehéz eset.
60% a magáj, 40 meg az ennyi.
Kabos Gyula főszereplésével.
Két kínai utazik a vonaton. Azt mondja, vigyik a másik, azt mondja, te Schwarz, azt mondja.
Köszönjük!
Három sárkány. Szombaton délután a Dunán.